would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is doing fine tonight. This is Mary Halls, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, that coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we have a guest, but our guest will not be coming on until just a little bit later this evening. And I will introduce her, and also she will be giving us a prayer for the holiday. So, but before she comes on, I'll introduce her when I'm getting ready to bring her on. But she's our special guest tonight. I would like to read something to you. And if you will pay attention to the whole story, because it is something that was someone emailed to me today, and I wanted to share it with you tonight. And I thought it was very interesting. Maybe you have heard it before, but I am going to read it, and I just thought that it was something special that I could read tonight on the air before we get our special guest to come on. And the title of it is, it says, Take My Son. And this is a story. A wealthy man and his son loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso to Rembrandt. They would often sit together and admire great work of art. When the Vietnam conflict broke out, the son went to war. He was very courageous and died in the battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified and grieved deeply for his son. About a month later, just before Christmas, there was a knock on his door. A young man stood at the door with a large package in his hands. He said, Sir, you don't know me, but I am the soldier whom the son gave his life. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in the heart and died instantly. He often talked about you and your love for art. The young man held out his package. This package, I know this isn't much, but not really a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this. The father opened the package. It was a portrait of his son, painted by the young man. He stared in awe at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in the painting. The father was so drawn to the eyes that his own eyes welled up with tears. He thanked the young man and offered him to pay him for the picture. Oh, no, sir, I would never repay what your son did for me. It's a gift. The father hung the portrait over his mantle. Every time visitors came to his home, he took them to see the portrait of his son before he showed them of the other great work he had collected. The man died a few months later. There was to be a great auction of his painting. Many influenced people gathered, excited over seeing the great painting and having an opportunity to purchase one of their great collection. On the platform sat the painting of his son. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with his picture of the son. Who will bid for this picture?" There was a silence. Then a voice in the back of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous painting. Skip that one." But the auctioneer persisted. "Will somebody bid for this painting? Who will start the bidding?" 100, 200. Another voice angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting. We came to see the Van Gogh, the Rembrandt. Get on with the real bid." But the auctioneer continued, the son, who takes the son?" Finally, a voice from the very back of the room, it was a long-time gardener of the man and his son, "I'll give $10 for the painting. Being a poor man, it was all I could afford. We have $10. Who would bid $20? Give it to him for $10. Let's see the masters." The crowd became angry. They didn't want the picture of the son. They wanted the more worthy investment for their collection. The auctioneer pounded the gavel, going once, twice, sold for $10. A man sitting in the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gavel. "I'm sorry, but the auction is over." "What about the painting?" "I'm sorry, but I was called to conduct this auction. I was told of a secret stipulation in the will. I was not to allow to reveal that stipulation until this time. Only the painting of the son would be auctioned. Whosoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including the painting. Would you believe that? The man who took the son gets everything." Let me repeat that. The man who took the son gets everything. God gave his son over 2,000 years ago to die on the cross, much like the auctioneer. His message today is the son. Who will take the son? Because you see, whoever takes the son gets everything. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth shall have eternal life. That's love. I thought that was a great story, because that was love. God continued to show us love. Let's continue to celebrate his love. Celebrate him for his birthday on the 25th. Continue to show him love, and also to continue to show each other's love. Just like I said, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, so whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life. That's love. I hope that you enjoy that story. Well, it's about 10 after, but I also wanted to mention something that happened on this past weekend, and also continue to make some announcements before we have our prayer by our guest speaker. This past weekend we had our Christmas get-together at the Hilton, at Stonecrest Mall. We had such a great time. It was 21 of us, so we had a great time. We exchanged Christmas ornaments. And what we did, each person who received the ornament would pray for each other during the Christmas holiday. So that was very special, and we had a great fellowship together. And our next event will be January, the third Saturday in January. We will have a financial workshop by Sheila Coley. She will be discussing different ways that you can, how you can help your control your finances, also ways to information on taxes as well. So just be hope that you will be present at the next meeting in January, the third Saturday of January. And we also will be having our Valentine get-together in February. So that's something else to look forward to. But tonight we have a special guest. Her name is Minister Anika Reed. She is the System Director of the Women's Ministry at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where Dr. William E. Flippin, Sr. is our pastor. I am going to bring her on, and she's going to share some a few words with us before she goes into prayer. But I want you to know that God loves you, and you are special. Remember what the scripture says. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Yes, we are special to God's eye. So just know that whatever you might be going through, just believe in Him and trust in Him, because He does love you and you and your family. And before she comes on, I wish each one of you to have a Merry Christmas, and I hope that you have spend time with your friends and family. Never stay alone. And be blessed. Minister Reed, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Okay. Thank you, Sister Hollis. At this time, I would like to encourage every widow tonight with these three scriptures I will read before we pray. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Thine eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in thy book they were all written, the days that was ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. How precious also are thy thoughts to me, O God, how vast is the sum of them. If I should count them, they will outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Tonight, I just want to encourage every widow tonight that they were created with purpose. Heavenly and gracious Father, we thank you, Lord God, tonight for allowing us to gather together to go before the throne of grace where we receive mercy from you. Tonight, Lord God, we come before you, a great and mighty God. We come before a God who sent his son Jesus to die for the sins of the world. Father God, we thank you for your son tonight. We thank you for the gift that you have given unto us. And this holiday season, O God, we want to just lift you up, O God, and show you how much we love you, Lord God, by celebrating the birth of your son. Father God, tonight, Lord God, we just want to pray a special prayer for each and every widow everywhere, Lord God. Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you will shower down your love upon them this holiday season even the more. Father God, we pray for love. We pray for joy, Lord God. And we pray for your peace that passes all understanding. We pray, oh God, for the peace that even the world can't even understand. We pray for the peace that guards their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. Father God, we continue to pray for your provision this holiday season. Father God, we ask, Lord God, that even though sometimes loneliness may fall down upon us, God, we ask that you will encourage, Lord God, and know, God, that even though they may feel alone, they are not alone. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the purpose that you have for their lives. We thank you for the new blessings. We thank you for the new season. We thank you, Lord God, for the new day, Lord God. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to keep them, oh God. Keep their hearts, keep their mind, keep their spirit, man, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for their families, Lord God. We pray for their children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will continually be with them, Lord God. For your word says, Lord God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. It doesn't matter, Lord God, what comes our way. It doesn't even matter what events may take place, Lord God. You never stop loving us, Lord God. We never stop having purpose, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Father God, we think that each one is important to you, Lord God, and that God, that you sent your son Jesus to give us life and life more abundantly, Lord God. Father God, this night I ask that you will bless their days, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you will lead and guide their steps, oh God. Father God, I ask that you will bless the work of their hands tonight, Lord God. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that everywhere their feet tread, oh God, that you will give them the land, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that they will continually begin even the more to draw closer to you, Lord God. Father God, continually making entreaties and prayers before you day and night, that whatever they need before you, Lord God, they can come before you and ask, Lord God. Father God, your word says even before we ask you, you already know what we stand in the need of. But you made a way for us to come before the throne, oh God, through your son Jesus, oh God. Let them know, Lord God, that you hear the faintest cry. Let them know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you've always been there even before the foundations of the earth. For you told Jeremiah, Lord God, that you knew him even before you formed him in his mother's womb. Father God, we thank you tonight that you know everything. We thank you tonight, God, that even, oh God, you formed us, oh God, and knew our days before you even made a day. You know every detail of our lives. You know when we sit down and when we stand up, oh God. You know when we lie down, oh God, and even our thoughts from afar. Father God, you even formed us, oh God, even the most inner parts of our body, that even the parts that people can't even see, you made, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can still live, oh God, because you live, oh God. Father God, you said that we've been made endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Father God, we thank you for that, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there's still more of you, oh God, for them to see. There's still more life, Lord God, that you have for them to experience, oh God. There's still treasures, Lord God, that they still have to open. There's still fruit, Lord God, for them to still bear for you, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you would just shower your love, oh God. Shower your love upon them this holiday season like never before. Father God, we ask for joy, oh God, that the joy of the Lord will be their strength this holiday season. We ask, oh God, that any sadness, Lord God, will begin to turn, oh God, in the name of Jesus into joy. Father God, we ask you, oh God, this holiday season, oh God, will not be like any holiday season. For your word says, oh God, remember not the things of old, for you are doing a new thing. Do you not see it? Father God, we thank you that you are doing a new thing in our lives this season, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing, God, and we don't have to look for the same old things. We don't have to look for the same old situations and the same old circumstances, Lord God. But God, begin to look for you in new ways. Begin to expect things, God, that we haven't expected before, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for it, oh God. We stand in agreement tonight. We walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you will be their covering tonight. We ask, God, that you will cover them in the blood of the Lamb, from the crown of their heads, Lord God, to the sole of their feet. We ask you, oh God, that God, when they wake up each and every morning, they'll say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you will renew minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will continue to transform lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for a closer walk with you, oh God, that we can say this Christmas, Lord God, we're going to get to know you better, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you continue to shower your love upon them through family members and through friends, oh God. Father God, if there's a means, oh God, where there's a lack of finances, oh God, we just ask that you will intervene, oh God, this day. Father God, the week is not over, oh God. Father God, it's in a gift that needs to be given to children, oh God. God, let gifts be given, oh God. God, it's anything that they need, oh God, this week, God, intervene on their behalf, oh God. God, you will intervene on our behalf in a minute, oh God, because you said you will supply every need, oh God, through, oh God, your son Jesus, oh God. Oh God, according to your riches and your glory. And so, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We count it done tonight, God, that you will be the lifter of someone's head tonight, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for it. We honor you for it, Lord God. And Lord God, we lift this prayer, Lord God, before you, oh God. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Reed, for that beautiful prayer. And I hope that each one of you can be strengthened and encouraged and comforted by it, because it was a wonderful prayer. And thank you so much for coming on the air tonight to do that for
us. And thank you for asking me, Sister Hollis.
You're more than welcome. And thank you so much again to giving us that wonderful prayer. So we're going to invite you again to give us a special message in 2012. So just know that we're going to invite you again.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, and you have a happy Christmas.
Okay,
and
you too.
And I see that before you go in, there seems like someone else want to speak on there, because there's a yellow little light there. Let me click on that and see if someone wants to say something.
Okay.
Hello? You're on the air. Hello? Maybe they hit the wrong button, because normally when you have that yellow button there, they normally want to speak, but they're not saying anything, so maybe that was an error by their part. But I just wanted to give them the opportunity in case they did want to say anything. If anyone wants to come on the air and tell Ms. Minister Reed how wonderful her message was, you can do that. But we only have a few more minutes left. So thank you so much for that wonderful prayer. And I want you to know that we appreciate it, and I'm sure that everyone was blessed by it.
Okay.
So thank you again for being a part of our show. And I want to wish everyone a happy and a Merry Christmas, and I hope that everything that you wish for, when you'll get. So tune in next week, same time, at 11 to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday. And be blessed and have a Merry Christmas.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before
you, kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore
you. Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come.
when praises go up, blessings come down. I dare you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us. Know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come. Let us adore Him.
Thank you.
Kneel down before Him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Come on, sing it, man.
We worship you.